This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Since the war in Gaza started a month ago, 64 Israeli soldiers and 3 civilians have been killed. This contrasts with reports that nearly 2,000 Palestinians, many of them women and children, have died. In order to help the innocent civilians caught in the conflict, the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, has organized shipments of food and medical supplies to the territory. It is being supported financially by other global union federations, including UNI and the International Union of Food Workers, the IUF. I talked to Stephen Cotton about the ITF shipments. Mr. Cotton is the Acting General Secretary of the International Transport Workers Federation.
We have a history of the last Gaza industry. We were able to get a plane into Gaza to try and provide support, but our second convoy is about to go. Basically, we're trying to bring medical supplies, which are for the injured people in Gaza. Got a list of things here that are going on this convoy. Surgical operations table, of medicines and other issues. That basically just trying to provide some supplies, medical supplies to help. Those supplies are going to the Jordan Hazimite charity organisation, which is directly engaged in providing crisis relief and directly involved with the United Nations. And we're hoping, you know, that will go directly to the people, the innocent civilians who are in need of that support. And we've been very lucky in the sense that our Jordanian office, which is our Arab World office, headed by Bilal Makhali, has been able to get the contributions are coming in are being doubled by the Jordanian connections. And so we're kind of getting double money for the process. And we've had great support from some of the other global union federations. UNI and IUF have already contributed. It's not normal for global union federations to directly contribute, but we've got kind of started a new era of very, very close cooperation.